Please rise for the prayers of the church. And after each portion or petition of our prayers, I will conclude them with these words, Lord, in your mercy, and the congregation, you are invited to reply with these words, hear our prayer. We pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the power that is given to us through Easter. We thank you that Easter is not just a date that we put on the calendar. It is a living reality. That you've conquered all things, and that you've shared your victory with us, and that we can claim the victory, the spoils of that victory, and live with confidence each day. May our Easter joy last not just for a day, but for an entire year. Lord, in your mercy, Lord, we thank you for the gift of music in our congregation, for what we just heard. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to guide us as we hear more music at our church, that we would be led to the beauty that you've given to this world through the arts. We thank you for the gifted people in our congregation and pray that you'd bless them as they offer to us each week wonderful music. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we pray for the world that we live in, that you would protect life. We pray for those places that have experienced violence, especially those religious places, churches in Sri Lanka, a synagogue in San Diego, mosques in New Zealand. Lord, we pray that if there are more plans to cause destruction and the loss of life, that you would powerfully move and guide the authorities to stop those plans. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for what happened after the resurrection. And after your appearing with the disciples, that there was an outbreaking of your spirit, that people just wanted to be in the shadow of Peter as he walked down the street. Lord, we thank you this last week that there was an outpouring of your spirit in service in our community. And pray that what was done at the blood drive here at Peace, at City Serve, at Salmon and Jazz, that others too would be drawn to the reason why we serve. Because we were first served by Jesus Christ. We pray that that would continue to spread in our community and as we partner with other churches to bring your kingdom into this world. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to serve here in this church, Peace Lutheran Church. I thank you for the privilege, Lord, to serve as pastor here as well. And pray for your continued partnership with us in your mission here at Peace. And that you unite us together in that mission. Lord, bless this week as we hear the news of a vicar. Bless that young man and give him a heart and courage to serve you boldly and with us to partner here in the work that you've already prepared to do here in this place. Lord, in your mercy. And Lord, we also pray that all those things that we don't know as we entered the church today, that they would not outweigh the one thing we do know, that you rose and that you live and that we can live without fear. Help us to balance out those things that we don't know. We do pray for those people in our congregation that are balancing that. Especially we think of those in our sick and recovering list, for Kai and Dylan, for Bev, Wyatt and Charlie, Haley, Paul, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Jim, Gary, Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Ron, Addie, Monty, JD, Carla and her family, Janine, Art and Sandy, Mal, Andrew, Kiera, Carlos, Kathy, Peggy, Pete, Brian, Larry and Mary Griffith, Janny, Jean, Tiffany, and the family of Shirley as they mourn her mother's passing. And also for Janet's relative that's mourning the loss of a family member's passing as well. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we thank you for the power you give to us through the resurrection of Jesus. May we be an Easter people and see that there are no dead ends, that you open up new doors and new beginnings. We pray all these things through Jesus Christ, your Son, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Receive a final blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his everlasting peace. Amen.